Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Evasion. Anyone here do Pilates? Can't, we got to hear that. Can't see? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay. Just wondering. What is a homeowner's insurance? Oh, that's the only one. Homeowner's deductible. Well, I really don't have an answer for that. I have to see what it is, to tell you the truth. How come a tree, your neighbor's tree always falls on your house? No. How come your, but your tree never falls on your neighbor's house? Oh, I don't know. That's right. And which one is covered? Now, if your tree falls on your neighbor's house, you're in insurance really, aren't you?
That's correct.
How do I know that? Now, my tree falls on my neighbor's house. That's on my deductible or his?
It's going to be your deductible, Michael.
It's his house. Shouldn't it be covered under his deductible?
It should, but this is the insurance industry.
All right, his tree falls on my house, on the other hand. You're saying it's his problem?
It's his problem because it's your house.
Thanks for clearing it. I can see why you're in insurance. You're brilliant at it. What was your name again? Because I want to use you.
Dave Pauly.
Yeah, what's your, what company?
Capital Indemnity.
Oh, that sounds bad. did you celebrate Hanukkah and Thanksgiving together? If so, what did you do? We had turkey for 8 days. Fricassee, chopped turkey, turkey a la carte, turkey lasagna with turkey. I was, like, 4 days I was dead. You know, I couldn't figure a thing to do with a turkey after that. I hope it never happens again. Someone said it only happens every 70,000 years or something like that. So hopefully it won't, because I'm never going to eat turkey again. Glenn Winicky is here. He drives a used vegetable oil powered car. Is the car used or is the vegetable oil used? There he is. He's kind of slumped down there. You could use Pilates, young man, before that becomes permanent. Can I get you to stand up there, Glenn Winicky? All right, we got a, you look at this. Show everybody how many keys there are on your belt. Do you know what all those keys are for?
I do. None of them run very well.
Let's go through them just a second.
Here, that one there. This is for a Volkswagen, okay. A 96 Passat. This one's for a 94 Dodge pickup.
Grand Theft Auto. Yeah.
This one's for the house. Yeah. This one's for my Schwinn, which is the only one that'll always start.
Now the other one there.
These are the backup keys because sometimes I lose one key ring and then I got duplicates right here. Sometimes that's a good idea, sometimes it's not, because sometimes
you... They're on the same ring, though, isn't it?
Right. Sometimes if I lose the whole clip, I'm in real trouble.
You have one on your other pair of pants.
I should, but I don't.
Yeah. Now, why do you have all these automobiles?
Because none of them are... It's a poor man's theory of reliability. I can't afford one nice car, but if I have a bunch of junk cars, one of them might start. Yeah.
And are you able to fix all these cars or get them to start? Should the need arise?
Yes. I'm pretty handy. I'm trained in computers, but I can do car stuff.
You can do cars. But now with today's cars, a lot of it is computer.
Right. So the games are coming together. And I'm going to be in my element.
You're going to be in your element eventually. I'm not sure you're in it yet, but I think you're getting close to your element.
I can't afford anything new yet. Yeah. So in 20 more years, when I can afford one of those cars.
But if you didn't have like six junkers, couldn't you have one decent car?
No. No, because I got maybe $6,000 invested in my six junkers.
Right.
You can't buy a decent car for $6,000.
Now, how did you get into this situation in the first place?
Being poor? Or?
did you buy one car and that didn't work, so you bought another one instead of fixing the first one?
Well, I'd buy another car so I had time to fix the first car. When you blow up an engine, it takes a little while to get it back together. Okay. So you need something to drive to get the parts.
Okay.
And then you put the first one back together, and then now you got two.
Yeah, and then the second one blows up on you.
Right, and then, you know, you can drive the first one again, or maybe you're thinking...
Why not go back to the first car then and avoid buying a third?
Well, sometimes you just want a third car.
You're a dangerous guy, I would say.
Yeah.
Now, you don't race these cars or anything like that? Anything weird?
They run on used vegetable oil, but I don't race officially, no.
Okay. So now you're saying you convert all these to vegetable oil?
Right.
Is there conversion involved in that?
Yes. I put in a second fuel tank because it has to be a diesel vehicle, and then the car starts and stops on diesel fuel because the vegetable oil on a day like today, you know, when it's...
It clogs up, doesn't it get thick, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it turns into like a brick. I mean, it's real gelatinous, kind of like gravy at around 30.
What kind of car do you have out there today? What is it?
Today I have my 96 Volkswagen Passat.
Your Passat, and it's all clotted up.
Yeah, but I managed to get it started, and it made it here.
Would you light a fire under it or something? How do you get your fuel to declot?
Usually the diesel fuel will start the car, and then you tap into the engine circuit, you know, the engine coolant. You kind of reroute that and run it through your fuel tank and stuff, so... So once the car's up to operating temperature, your fuel is usually liquid enough to flow, and then you can flip over.
And, of course, the advantage of that is obvious.
It's cheap.
It's cheap because where do you get the vegetable oil?
I get it from restaurants. It's the old deep fryer oil that they're usually tossing out. So then
don't they usually hang on to that for years, though? Seems to me they do.
Yeah. You got to convince them to change the fryer, and then you can get the oil.
And this is, but what if you're on a trip or something? And you got to refuel.
Oh, funny you mentioned road trips. That is the one thing I do with these cars. I go with a friend and take crazy road trips. Like this summer I went and I swam in the Arctic Ocean up at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So what we do to get all this fuel is either there's a few of us around and we'll try and convince one of our vegetable oil friends to give us some oil, or we haul a bunch of it. So if you see a 96 Volkswagen with squatting because it's overloaded, and there's a bunch of boxes in the back, that's me going on a road trip, and I'm hauling all my fuel with me.
You got to applaud that. You know, even if it's involuntary, you feel like you got to applaud that. And that's, are there a lot of you? Is there like vegetable oil cult?
Yeah, if you search around on the internet, you can find a few of us. Yeah, there's forums and stuff where we all kind of share our information and give each other advice and tell each other where we screwed up with our converting our cars.
Yeah, well, it's Glenn, I don't know what to say other than that's really something. And I wish you a lot of luck with that, and I hope she starts. And how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Life with Glenn must be this fun.
I want to add something that the way he heated up his vegetable oil for our trip today, he brought the jugs into the hotel room with us.
Thanks for a nice stay. You bring in the vegetable oil, you heat up the jugs, and,
I imagine we looked pretty strange carrying those in to our hotel rooms.
Oh, I wouldn't think so. They've seen Glenn before, probably around, and is that true, Glenn?
Yeah, it's true.
People ever ask you why you're carrying in all the vegetable oil into the...
Usually not. I mean, if you saw a guy carrying a bunch of jugs, would you approach him?
No, you're right. Definitely. I definitely would not. Okay. And are you part of this whole thing, the vegetable oil people?
He does all the work. I just hope we get to our destinations.
What does your family think of Glenn? I bet they're very proud that...
They're happy he's an efficient kind of guy.
Enough said. And your name is?
My name's Katie.
Katie and Glenn, ladies and gentlemen, our couple of the week. We have all... Let's give them all kinds of prizes. We still got the wine. Give them the wine to start with.
Add a touch of class to that final tailgate party in the back of your reused vegetable oil car with bottles of Domaine du Sac and Prairie Fumé exquisite wines from the Wollersheim Winery.
Don't pour it in the car, though. Okay? Thanks for coming. Nice to meet you both. Fantastic. Okay. Will you be selling What Do You Know koozies anytime soon?
Oh, yeah.
What's a koozie?
What? Is that bad?
We need koozies.
What is a koozie?
Is it bad? Is it like bad?
No. It's you put your beer in it to keep it cold.
Isn't that a koozie?
Oh, that's okay.
Or your pop.
Second,
or
I read
your
it and I thought, oh my God, that's terrible.
Sparkling water or whatever.
Koozies.
Koozies.
Who wrote this here? I don't see a name here. Is that you? It says insurance. Huh?
No, it has nothing to do with insurance, trust me.
Yeah, but it has something to do with you.
No, it has nothing to do with me.
Who else here is in insurance? Oh, hi. Do you know him? He's in insurance, too. Okay, he's with Capital Indemnities or something. Okay. I don't know. Let's find out what koozies are and if we have them. I think it's something we can look into. We really need a new item. Where are you again? Okay. I'm on a koozie run. That's it. Grab your purse. Get out of the way. That's a nice purse, too. I like those little ones.
It's very little.
Can you get everything in there?
I can. Look at this.
Yes. But there's no room for stuffing in, like, other pairs of shoes and slippers and things to eat?
I gave up a long time ago.
Did you used to have the big bags and you went with the little?
I did.
Yeah.
Downsized.
Amazing. That's very to be commended. Okay, now you want to stand up here and we'll get this bottom of this koozie controversy. A koozie-versy, I guess it would be.
It's not a controversy.
What?
It's not a controversy.
I say it's a controversy because that's what radio is all about.
It is.
Controversy. Koozie controversy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And you're?
Mary Arnes.
You didn't put your name on the card, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. From Iowa City.
Iowa City.
Is that in Iowa, then?
It is.
What's the thing with koozies, though?
Well, once you start using them, you just can't drink a beer without them.
Really?
Yeah.
You pour the beer right into the koozie? Or?
Do you want to see a koozie? Do you know what a koozie
is? I don't know. It's ordinarily, I would be...
There's koozies for cans. There's koozies for bottles.
What?
There's koozies for cans. There's koozies for bottles.
It's Italian, isn't it? Koozie.
Huh?
Something. You don't have a koozie. You have a bag this size. See, this is the bag you used to have here. She's got it now. And there's no... Oh, I don't want to look through it. That's not my job. And you better stay out of it, too. I don't care if you're married to her or whatever, but... Yes. Okay, so you can't show me. Anyone have a koozie on them? I could just see what this is.
This is Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's
just a holder.
Yeah.
And you stick the beer in it.
And then your hand doesn't get cold when you're drinking the beer.
Yeah.
So.
Doesn't that warm up the beer then?
No, it keeps it cold.
It keeps it cold because it's insulated, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're fun to get every place you go, you know, like different towns or shows or.
Well, you collect them as well?
Kind of. Yeah.
You have like a wall with koozies from.
I got a basket.
So you got to pick through it to show somebody.
Yeah. I have my favorites. And
what is your favorite?
Hawkeyes, go Iowa.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Yes, you can keep that one.
So
that's a sentimental thing, right? Okay.
So
well, thank you.
I would have bought it if you had it. What do you know?
I think it's an excellent idea. What do you know, koozie?
Well, we'll recommend that to our marketing staff.
Our marketing staff.
Can I get a cut?
Yes, you can have it. What's your percentage of nothing?
Yeah, that works.
10% of nothing is...
No, yeah, I'm in.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Koozie controversy, 12. It wasn't much of a controversy, but it's not much of a show, let's face it. All right, I try to be provocative, but I thought it was something else entirely, so that's what I thought it was. Suing, but apparently not. We're going to play the quiz then, just to come down from that high. And, you saw how the quiz worked pretty good, I thought, there. Mike did a nice job there. And, of course, you had a Harlan kid on there, 11-year-old. You can't lose with an 11-year-old on your side. Let's see the hands of those of you who say, I can do that, too. I can do that, too. I can do that, too. All right, you were first up. Yes, sir, you. You? What? Yes. Did you think it couldn't be you? He was the first one. And he seemed to be ready and anxious to do it. Not that you have something to prove. I don't think you do.
No.
And your name is?
Gary Sherman.
Gary, are you from around here?
Yes. I live in Madison.
In Madison. That's around here. That's pretty close.
Very close.
What kind of thing do you do, Gary?
I'm a judge.
You're a judge. Oh, boy. Circuit or?
Court of Appeals.
Court of Appeals. Okay. All right. I hope this won't influence anything in the future where I might, we might come in contact.
I hope not, too.
Because you're my last hope now, Gary. It's got to go good.
I was innocently collecting signatures for my nominating petitions out in the vestibule outside the elevators. And an officious young man came and threw me out, so I had an extra couple hours and thought I'd come watch your show.
Okay, that's a good reason. Come on down here. I was going to ask you, but I can't think of a better reason. He's killing time before he goes and collects more signatures for the Court of Appeals. And that's Gary. Have a seat there, Gary. That's true, then, huh? You're collecting signatures?
Yeah, I brought one for you.
Okay, here, I'll sign.
I thought if, as long like as I was going to lose a couple hours, I might as well get one.
Yeah, here. Gary Sherman. Court of Appeals judge. Okay, are you good?
Hey, I think I'm the only judge you've ever met who has a foot-long ponytail.
Okay, that's not good necessarily.
Try that on the radio.
You seem like a nice guy, and you're the only judge who's come to my show.
Okay. That you know. Print my,
or at least who will admit it.
Give my right name here. I'll sign it to you. Okay, here's, let's take a minute here. Why don't you just... okay, that's my address. Okay.
Meanwhile, people who want to play the quiz at home can just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. And Michael will ask a qualifying question.
Okay. It's 12-7, however.
Contact.
What? That number again.
You don't need the rest.
It's 1-800-942-5669. Right.
Thank you. You're going to be a good judge. You got
I
that
hope so.
Right off the bat.
You don't have to bother with that.
Contact, you don't need. Okay. I'm the first guy who actually signed for you.
Thank you.
Or today, anyhow.
Well, this sheet.
Just in case we meet again, remember this moment. Do you serve currently on the...
I do. I've been on the court for about 3.5 years.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Oh, it's the best job I ever had.
Yeah?
Yes. My colleagues are very nice, and we're very collegial. We work together, help each other out, yeah. And it goes very well.
Is that a county thing?
It actually covers 24 counties in southwestern Wisconsin.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. How do they work that out? Is that like a district?
It's a district.
Sorry? Yeah. Judicial district?
It's the Court of Appeals district, District 4.
Interesting.
Out of the four districts.
Are you a lawyer, or were you trained as a judge right off the bat?
No, I've been a lawyer for... 40 years.
Oh, no kidding. And thought this end was a little better or a little more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to chase ambulances and that sort of thing. They come right to you.
Yes, more or less. That's true.
Oh, that's excellent.
Everything under the sun.
All right, Gary. Gary. Judge Gary. Judge, you can get one of your TV shows. You can get a TV show. If this doesn't work, Judge Gary.
Actually, I have a good appearance for radio.
No, I think it'd be very, you look judicial.
There you go.
Judicious. Well, that's me, I guess. I'm judicious. Anyhow, so, all right, that's cool, Gary. What do you do for, must be a lot of pressure and a lot of, do you feel a lot of pressure? And I would think in that position, because...
Actually, I don't feel a lot of stress, except that we have a pretty heavy caseload.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're always pressing to try to get work done.
Yeah, okay. And to kick back, what do you do?
I like to kayak. I like to paddle a canoe, and I like to ride a bike.
All right, very good. Sounds good, Gary. I'll vote for you then. Sound like a regular guy. Okay, and so someone out there plays along with you, know how the quiz works? No, you probably don't.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do?
But
okay.
Actually, if I say no, then you get to say it, right?
Okay. You know, that's good. You're very judicious. I can tell right by that. Very, you know, weighing everything you say, considering all the ramifications. Very good. Here's the question then. Okay, if you can answer this, you can qualify to play with the judge here. The least courteous state in the union. We're back on this whole least and most thing. The least courteous state. Before we had the most swearingest state, which is disputable. But we're looking now for the least, they say the least courteous state in the union. You know, give us a call here. Let's go to the phones right now. Steve's on the line from Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Steve, least courteous state?
Hello, Michael. Oh,
hi.
Boy. I knew the last one because I contribute enough to it.
Yeah. Least courteous state?
Boy.
We're wondering here.
I'm just going to have to go with...
from Wisconsin, Michigan. We're wondering especially.
How about Michigan?
What?
Michigan.
No, I'm sorry. Not Michigan. Thanks for trying, though.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye. You bet.
Mike's in on the line from Radford, Virginia. We're right here in Wisconsin. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Not?
Doing well. Decorating for the holidays.
Oh, you are. Oh, okay. You are doing good. Good. Right, we're here in Wisconsin, of course, and we're wondering what is the least courteous state, according to this report, anyhow? I don't know who did this, but.
Well, in my experience, it was New Jersey.
Okay. But your experience is wrong, Mike.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay. Good talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
Lou's right here in Wisconsin, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Lou, what do you think the least courteous state is, or they say is?
You know, I didn't care for Michigan.
Okay. Oh. No, we already got Michigan out of the way.
Oh, you just said Michigan.
Huh?
Oh, how about Iowa?
Oh, yeah, that's bad too, huh? They're very...
Iowa's no good.
They're sweet in Iowa. They have koozies. Okay. Thanks for trying, though. We got, let's see here now. Who's it? Laura.
Hi.
In Antioch, Illinois. Least courteous state.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Mike. Mike what? And Gary, you both smell judiciously.
That's great, Laura. Anyhow.
Anyway.
Yes.
It's either Wisconsin.
Wisconsin
Florida,
is right. Holy cow. How judicious can that be? We don't believe it, and we're very courteous. It's just a grunt sometimes misinterpreted.
I'm from Illinois, so yeah. I won't disagree.
Okay, well, we could say something about you guys, but we won't.
But so, since Laura, we're the least courteous, we might.
This is Judge Gary. Laura, you're a team right now. We have various categories.
Yes.
We got to rush to get something out of this.
We
What's
do.
There?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Laura?
Science, please.
Science, please. Here we go. Men and women's. It's one of the following. Is it men and women's brains, apartments, or hangars are wired differently? Knock it
Gary,
over.
I'm going to go with brain.
Yes, me too. I think they covered that.
Brains,
the first
okay, that's right. Good.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Oh, what's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Judge
school.
Gary, school it is. Okay.
Ready.
The most universal word across all languages. This word is more or less found in all languages. Is it OMG? Oi? Or huh?
Huh.
No. Okay, I'm going to hear it again. OMG? Oi? Or huh?
Oh, well, being a Jewish guy, I guess I better say oi.
Oh. Once again, wow. Laura, is it OMG, oi, or huh?
Huh.
Huh.
Huh. Huh. Huh is right, found in all languages. Huh. All right. It means vastly different things, but it's in all languages.
That is two right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining are current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Laura?
Odds and ends. Please.
Odds and ends. Okay, here it is. The biggest restaurant complaint among goers to restaurant, patrons, that would be. Is it noise, customers, or food? Biggest restaurant complaint. Talk it over, Judge Gary. Laura?
What do you think, Laura?
Oh, gosh. Every time I go to a restaurant, I complain about all three.
That would account for the noise, I guess.
Yes.
That must
Thank
be what
you.
Bothers you. That's what bothers me is the noise.
The noise. Judge Gary says the noise.
I concur, Judge.
The noise is right. You won the quiz. The record.
Gary, expand your mental horizons with Wonder Word Volume 1, the Wonder Word Treasury Book, a Puzzle Society crossword book, and a subscription to the Puzzle Society online from Universal UClick. Laura, you'll always remember your quiz victory with a selection of Michael Feldman Posse stickers. Not one, but two classic Feldman postcards, a baker's dozen of What Do You Know temporary tattoos, and an authentic silver Jubilee anniversary quarter depicting the fabulous Feldmingo. And both of you will add zest to your holiday meals with a jar of medium sweet salsa from Sanchez Specialty in Almond, Wisconsin. And after dinner, keep your guests entertained with What Do You Know the Party Game, including the celebratory Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you, Judge.
I am so happy. Thank you
More
so
power
much.
To you. Laura, hang on. Make sure you get an address ready. Thanks for playing.
Get ready for the NOG. The annual What Do You Know office party is here at Monona Terrace on December 21st. There'll be plenty of food, fun, and polka. Tickets are available online at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Your Honor. I plead the fifth. And the sixth, the seventh, all of them.
PRI, Public Radio International.